Getting set for opening day with the skipper, Sean Smedley. Sean, as always, appreciate the time. And today is an exciting day. You could say one of the best days of the year. It's early, but what would you say the identity of this group is from what you've seen being around them in workouts and in spring training?
Honestly, our identity is going to be these guys are going to come out. They're going to play the game hard, play the game right. You know, I expect us to, you know, pitch in the strike zone and play solid defense and offensively give ourselves a chance to score runs when we have opportunities. And if we can do that, I think we're going to have a lot of success this year.
Trevor Harrison, opening day starter, obviously an exciting young arm that the fans had a little bit of a taste of last year from July onward. What has Trevor focused on improving on the most over the offseason, and where specifically has he gotten better?
Just, you know, finishing off last year, the way he ended last season was unbelievable. You know, he has a plus fastball, plus slider. You know, I've seen a ton of improvement in his changeup. I really think that's going to help him neutralize left-handed bats. And, you know, his mentality right now is really, really solid. I know he's excited to be here. You know, we expect big things out of Trevor Harrison.
Opening night always brings a big crowd. Should be a sellout or close to it. And for a lot of these guys, it's their first real big game in front of a crowd like this. What do you tell them to maybe calm the nerves down?
Honestly, go out and have fun. You know, I always joke around, if you stay nervous, you can't get nervous. So, you know, these guys understand where I'm at with it. And go out there and have fun, play baseball. At the end of the day, this is a game. It is their job, but it's a game. And, you know, with this looking up in the stands, it'll be some adrenaline, but it's always a good thing to play in front of a good crowd.
You know, diving into the group of hitters that we have here, it's a lot of younger guys who are maybe 18, 19, 20 years old. And there are two hitters that have played college baseball in Connor Hyzak and Brady Marget. With their roles, do you expect them to sort of take on a leadership role, being that they are more veteran?
Yeah, I do. I think those guys just have experiences that these other players don't, and I think that they're going to help the young guys mainly when it comes to, you know, being yourself, learning how to fail, fail the right way, understand that this is a 132-game season and it doesn't all ride in, you know, a 20-game high school season or a 50-game college season. So, you know, they bring a good mentality to this young group, and I'm excited for them and for the guys around them.
On paper, it seems like the bullpen here could be a real strength early in the season. Walk us through that group from your perspective and what they bring.
Yeah, we've got some plus arms on the back end here. I could look up and down and say I got four or five legitimate closers. So, you know, it's putting them in roles to have success. And when you look at it, it's the matchups and also where is it all going to lead towards the end of the game. And like I said, I'm excited to have some horses there, and it'll be fun to watch.
Diving into the opposition a little bit, I know it's tricky when you've never seen him play before and a lot of fresh faces on the Pelicans roster. But from the scouting reports that you do have, what do you see with their group?
It's always going to be a well-coached group. They're going to play baseball the right way. I know the Cubs, they do an excellent job. So I expect to always have good games against them. They've always kind of been our Carolina League rival, and it's been fun to play against them. And like I said, I know some of the coaches over there, it's going to be coached well, and their players tend to play well as well.
Now, to kind of wrap it up, what would you say the number one thing you're looking forward to the most is for you this season, your third season as manager here with the River Dogs?
Just watching these young players grow each day. You know, obviously our main focus is getting these guys to the next level, getting one step closer to the big leagues. But watching these guys grow each day, build their confidence, build themselves up to be not just really good baseball players, but good men, be pros, do all the little things right. And I think that's where us as coaches get our most satisfaction and joy.
Smed, as always, thanks for the time. Best of luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.